Gotta move on to a town that's right for me. Dun 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 dun. Cause I talk about it, talk about it, talk about it. Groove, groove, groove. Da 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 dun dun da 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 dun. Well, I talk about it, talk about it, talk about it. Layups, layups, layups.
Tuesday, 9:28 p.m. February 20th, 1990. Here's this source of irritation here. It's been going on for 21 days now. Builds up, the steam builds up. And the banging is now letting up. It goes out every damn night. 21 days. 5:01 a.m. Wednesday morning. Here the crap starts all over again. It's been going on this way since the 1st of February. 3-4 times a night.
What in the hell more do you have to hear, for God's sake? What in the hell more do you have to hear? 9:38 a.m. Wednesday morning. Here we go again. I'm really sick and tired of recording this, and the tenants are getting tired of the bullshit too, all right?
Sometimes life gets a little too tough. Sometimes life gets a little too rough. You gotta disappear. You gotta disappear. Madge Weinstein, you're a part of my life. Madge Weinstein, you're a part of my life. And I missed you, my dear. You know I missed you, my dear.
On a mission for the Lucci Crino. I used to wear Moschino, but every bitch got it. Now I rock colorful mix because my pockets stay knotted. C-note after C-note, Frank Boat Hole 15 plus Decatur up. You think you're greater,
You niggas got some audacity. You sold a million, now you're half of me. Get off my dick, kick it, bitch.
Check my pitch, all cynic persona. And I still stick your moms for her stocks and bonds. I got that bomb ass cock, a good ass shot. With hardcore flows to keep a nigga dick rock.
That's good.
Sipping Zinfandels, up in Chippendales. Shopping Bloomingdale's for Prada bags. Female Dundada ass. No problem, spitting cream with my team. Shit straight like 915, you know what I mean? Cruise the Diamond District with my biscuit. Floss in my Rolex rich shit. I'm rich, I'ma stay that bitch.
She is not sick. She is perfectly normal.
This is my panis.
Hello. I'm certain that Little Kim or Lil Kim said panis in that song. I don't know where. It was towards the beginning of the program. Let's hear it. Maybe I can find it again. If Peter Piper pecked him, I know that Biggie bust him. Lyrically, your mother smells. Let's isolate this panis a little. Sorry about this. Yeah. Layups. Layups. Pros. Oh, ooh, layups.
If Peter Piper pecked him, I bet you Biggie bust him. He probably tried to fuck him. I told him not to trust him.
Okay.
Lyrically, I dust him off like Fletch. Hit hard like sledgehammers. Bitch with that
panis, there was. Okay, did you hear that? Panis.
Bitch like sledgehammers. Bitch with hard like sledgehammers. Bitch with that. Hit hard like sledgehammers. I told him not to trust him. Lyrically, I dust him off like Fletch. Hit hard like sledgehammers, like Fletch.
Got it.
Hit hard like sledgehammers, like Fletch. Hit hard like sledgehammers, like Fletch.
Hold on,
hit hard
I'm still
like
here.
Sledgehammers, like Fletch.
Sledgehammers.
Hit hard like sledgehammers, like Fletch. Hit hard like sledgehammers, hammers, like Fletch. Hit hard like sledgehammers, like
Fletch. Hold on, I'm getting
there.
Hold on.
I had a yeast infection. My wound was severely infected. This is my panis. This is my panis.
Hold on. I'm getting there. Shut up, everyone. Shut up. You know where I'm going with this. You know where I'm going. Oops. Where is it?
This is my panis.
Uh-oh.
And the doctor said 40 or 50 pounds of it are contingent. This is my panis. This is my panis.
There we go.
This is my panis. This is my panis. This is my panis.
Uh-oh. We're getting into it now, Lipsy.
This is my
I know you
panis.
Love this program.
This is my panis.
This is what happens
is
when I don't have guests.
This is my panis. 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 This is my panis.
All right. I'll shut up. All right, already. I get it. I'll shut up. Stop it. God darn it. It's actually 8:30 in the morning and I'm doing this Pogue little program. Wasn't that nice? Mr. Zichi was back. He came back with a new song. Isn't that wonderful? One turdful. What can I say but one turdful? Not one of wisdom. One turdful. What can I say but one?
This message is presented to you by International Herald Tribune Audio News. Thomas L. Friedman, globally, Uncle Sam is still number one.
Oh, fuck you. Thomas Friedman. So anyway, all I'm going to do is I'm going to get ready for my yoga class to get out of the house. What did you give up for Lent? I gave up macaroni and cheese. I always give up things for Lent that I don't normally eat anyway. So, and plus I'm not Catholic. In fact, I'm Jewish. I know that's a shock. For those of you who don't normally listen to this Glogram, or haven't, should say, I misspoke. I misspoke. Q, that's a Q, you retarded computer. Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
I misspoke.
Mm-hmm.
I misspoke.
Mm-hmm.
I misspoke.
Mm-hmm.
It was a...
You know what you have to do. Exercise and diet.
What?
You know what you have to do. 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 Exercise and... You know what you have to do. Exercise and diet.
Okay. That's for Andy Melton, really. Where was that? You know what you have to do.
You know what you have to do. Exercise and diet.
Andy.
You know what you have to do.
Andy.
You know what you have to do. You know what you have to do.
Andy's.
You know what you have to do. Exercise and diet. You know what...
Andre-AIDS. Andre-AIDS.
You know what you have to do. You know what you have to do. Exercise
Andy.
And diet.
Andy.
You know what you have to do. You know
Andy.
What you have to... You,
Andy.
You... You know what you have to do. Exercise and diet.
Andy.
Don't tell me not to live, just sit and putter.
You know what you
Life's
have to do.
Life's candy in the ball of butter.
You know what you
don't
have to
bring
do.
Around
exercise and diet.
Stop it. Oh, gosh. Oops. La la la. Yeah, right.
Loose lips might sing ships, but loose kisses take trips to San Francisco. Don't glitch, just go Tech TV. Loose lips might sing ships, but loose kisses take trips to.
Whatever. Let's see. I don't know why I'm. I don't, who cares? It's my show. I don't get fucking paid for it. What do I care? Ah, that's not what I wanted. Anyway. We'll have some bulls again. I don't care in the background. So I'm going to get ready for yogurt. It's 8:37, which means I have about 8 minutes to grum with you because I need a half hour to get there. I always am running late. I hate my bicycle's a little fucked up with the warping tire. I need a new bicycle. If I get in a bike wreck and die, it's all your fault for not giving me enough money. As an audience. So here, I'm going to unveil my new plan now. I'm taking off the headset. I'm on the loyalist. I'm wearing my Code Pink shirt, even though it's a little passe. What with the new president and all? He's such a pacifist, right? Anyway, I was saying, for those of you who are recent newcomers to this whole globorum, maybe that people just started listening because of the rich, like the Church of Deborah, a podcast I highly recommend. She's insane. Makes prank phone calls. Not as good as Cheryl, but very good nevertheless. Church of Deborah. Google it. She's very pretty as well. And with practice, I'm sure she can be as good as Cheryl. The difference is Cheryl has this certain sort of pornographic sweetness to her voice that makes it hard for people to be rude to her. It's very odd. Anyway, that was my review of whorehell.org also, by the way. Oh, okay. Loose lips can sink ships, but these kisses make trips to your mother's vagina. Eat it out twice, twice, twice. Twice, 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 twice. Let's do an Eddie pop. My morning ritual. Well, I've already done a lot of my morning ritual. But I hope the Manny Pork doesn't get onto the lesbian. Oh, no, I'm the lesbian. Okay, I think someday this week I'm going to do a live show at the old time, which is 11 a.m. Eastern Central Time in the morning. Oh, duh, 11 a.m. is redundant for that. And so you might as well schedule off work. Let's see, what day can I do it? let's say tomorrow. It's Thursday. Oh, my God, is it Thursday? Is it Thursday already? I think probably tomorrow will be good. Thursday, 11 in the morning. And maybe we'll make it a regular thing. And then I gotta go to the psychiatrist, which is always good after a little bit of messy. Let's just say you stream tomorrow, 11 a.m. I hope I remember to do it. If not, somebody Skype me or call me. You know who you are. And maybe we'll have some Cheryl. Maybe we'll have Cheryl tomorrow. I don't know. I showed her her Negress bonnets via iChat. She enjoyed them. I don't know that I'll ever get around to sending them to her, but I think they'll be very good for her when she's really losing her hair. She shaved her head, but she didn't really lose her hair yet. She still has her penis hair. She still has her penis hair, you'll be happy to know, audience. And I'm putting the kosher salt into the neti pot right now. Loose lips can sink ships, but these lips are pearled. So this is what the show used to be like. And typical, it's a stasis. This is what I do most of the time. You know, I go in phases, and the phase lately has been to have people on the show because they don't feel like talking. I don't know why I go into those phases, but I do. Because loose lips can sink ships, but these kisses take trips to your mother's vagina. Eat it out twice. I'm getting Facebook problems. You know, I friend people that are, you know, in my family, and then they complain about what I say in my status messages, which is just bullshit. You know, that's the problem. Live journal is so much better because it's totally secret. You know, Facebook is like, oh, everybody's on Facebook. Are you on Facebook? I'm on Facebook. Are you from Facebook? I'm from Facebook. Anyway, Barf Cyst hangs out with Joe Piscopo's son. I'm neti potting, so that's why you don't hear much right now. In Estos Momentos, let's see what comes out. Ah, gotta breathe through the mouth. Hard to talk when you're neti potting. Got water going from one nostril out another. Wow. A little bit of blood. I guess I got a sinus infection. Shut up. I don't need your medical advice, assholes. I love when I pass blood clots through the neti. They look like little embryos, like babies, Cheryl's babies. Loose lips can sink ships, but these trusses take trips to smelly vaginas. Ugh. Here we go. This one seems blood clogged. Ah, more blood. That looks like fresh blood. Clean blood. Maybe I should do another one since there's so much blood. Shut up, I don't want to hear it. I've had sinus problems my whole life. You know, this is America. You can't go to the doctor for every fucking time you have a blood clot in your nose. Jesus. Oh my God, it's almost time. Let me see, I'm in the laptop. I installed the beta version of Live, but it's kind of, didn't really crash, but it sort of crashed when I was installing it. You know, loads things. Anyway, I really like Andy Melton's theme song. So, I don't know who made it. I want somebody who made that to make me a theme song. Maybe Andy made it. Andy, you made that theme song. Will you make me one too? I like it. It's very sort of avant-garde for fatties. Avant-panis, I guess you'd call it. Avant-ness. Avant-ness. So I went to yoga last night, and I don't normally go at night, but we finished house cleaning yesterday. Very exciting. We also did eat this hot show, but it'll never get posted because Wanda hasn't sent the file to Auntie Vera and, which means it probably will never happen. Auntie Vera's decided she's no longer going to beg Wanda for things. So it probably will never happen, and that's probably the last show, even though you'll never hear it. But that's okay. I mean, I would take an initiative, but the point is I don't care. I, like, really wouldn't mind if I had my Wednesdays back. I have to be perfectly honest, so I'm not going to push it. We'll go where the wind takes us, you know. Climb every mountain. Fuck yourself. Lipsies. Hello, what time is it, old computer use? 8:44, and the show, the yoga's at 9:15. My bicycle's wobbling apart, so I need time. Did I already put the salt in? Let's taste the neti. Mm-hmm, tastes real good. Okay, we're gonna reverse nostrils. Oh, I gotta do the contact lenses too. One, two, three, four, 5, 6, 7, 8. You know, I was rewatching
Wanda Wisdom's Christmas special. It's really good. Really liked it. Adam Carmike. Well, I can't talk. La 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 la. Go to WandaWisdom.com to find it. It's really funny. It's trippy. It's very sort of something that cultish, you know, campy, very campy, something that I think will last, that people will start to get as years go on. I don't think Cheryl liked it, though. Okay, there was no blood this time, so I think we passed all the blood. Now, the problem is last night, so I did a neti pot before I did yoga last night, which I had to do because jump heave. Was helping me with the bedroom, and I can't refuse free help, Jesus Christ. So the house is clean. It's amazing. I mean, really clean. The clutter's gone. We threw everything out. All this. But the problem is when I go to yoga after a neti pot, when I do the first downwards facing dogs, I just, water just pours out my nose and I have to use hankies, which I suppose isn't that bad. I mean, there's worse things in life than having to use hankies. You know, the Tanser for one, being Cheryl is another, but being Cheryl with Tanser, that's a double whammy from Jesus. Mm-hmm. Tanser jammies. Tanser, loose lips can sink ships, but this Tanser sucks ass. Tanser, God, I have Tanser. A Tanser chances, give me a chance to come through. All I ever needed were my contact lenses, where are they? God, fucking put away shit works my goddamn nervousness. Oh, there's lube on these contacts. How did lube get on the contacts? The packages, they got lube on the contact lenses. I guess I'll have to open them with a little pick towel. Lube. I hate that silicone lube, you know? I mean, I like it, but it's kind of like, why don't you just use double D40s? But the problem is, double D40 is, I think, oil-based, so it destroys dental dams. And then you get pussy juice creams. Oh, God damn it, I put in the wrong fucking eye. Damn it. That's the worst. I mean, worse than cancer. Putting the contact lens in the wrong eye is worse than cancer. Oh, it is, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, general audience. I mean, what did I call it? Oh, listen, turds, I forgot. Anyway, stimulus package. I have to say I've been pretty pleased with Obama. I mean, I've been playing only the macroist perspective. Macro. But, you know, I'm really glad that he's lowering. I only have to pay like 35% of my COBRA. I mean, that's huge for me. That's hundreds of dollars a month. So, you know, I think he's appreciating the fact. I remember I said, look, do something about healthcare, and he did. So I think he's listening to the yeast. I mean, who wouldn't? Okay, can I see? I can see, says the blind man to the fisherman. My grandmother used to have this saying about like that, and I can never remember what it was. I'd see, says the blind man. But how could it have been that? I mean, that makes no sense. Blind men don't see. I see, says the blind man, said the sailor to the fish face. Or something like that. If anybody knows that saying, please tell me what it is so I can say it properly next time. Don't lie to me. Don't lie. Cancer. Residual schmuck. Schmuck. I also want to plug The Oracle, the Max Kaiser show on the BBC. It's really good. You don't get it in BBC America. You get it only on that international world channel that you see in Dubai when you're raping, you know, third world countries. You're a businessman. But anyway, let's get going here. Okay, we're gonna put the backpack together. God, I wish I had time to pogrom this post-shogram for you. Lipsy. Lipsy, darling. Lipsy, touch me with my clothes on. Put the pants on. I got some pants. I already got my gym clothes. Yesterday, I forgot panty, though. And I had to wear my wet panty from the exercise class. Ouch, ladies and audience. Why am I saying ladies? I'm turning into Glonda Wisdom. It's weird, you know, I haven't listened to a lot of podcasts lately, but now I'm back to listening to, well, aside from the usual podcasts I listen to, I've been listening to friends of mine, like Wanda Wisdom and Auntie Vera. I tend to listen to Wanda when I get depressed. I don't know why, it helps. And then Vera, I listen when I want to feel like I'm better than someone, you know, that I'm maybe better, a better person than someone on Earth, that maybe I'm more likable. That's ridiculous. Okay. What else? Let's just say that so I can tag people. You're it. You're it. Tag, you're it. You're it. Let's bring the bathing suit so I can get eaten out in the gym a little bit. Right. Twice. Oh, I'm going to meet an old friend, actually an ex-flame. And we sat together when we were in love a long time ago before we realized that love would not last because of technical reasons. Long story. We're both lesbians, but we have different sized vaginas. And well, never mind that. You don't need to know all that. I gotta find an envelope to put these. So one day, about probably 15 years ago, we were sitting in this cafe, Mike's Broadway Cafe, which has now turned into this Horizon Steiner that smells like it stinks. It smells like urine cakes. Horizons is something. Anyway, so the urine cakes, right. The urine cakes, right. Right, 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 right. Right, urine cakes. Yeah, right, 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 right. These urine cakes take trips to San Francisco, double dutch disco. Your mother smells and sucks it out. Oh my God, the turretishness of my life. The turrets. Should I wear a new sock? Yeah, why not? Let's wear different socks. It's always good to wear different socks in America. What's the temperature outside? 37. That's gonna rain, looks like. Oh, that's okay, Tanser. Tanser kills. But it's not raining yet, so I will wear a normal outfit. Penis and vagina. Okay, I need a t-shirt to wear after I get done with the gym. I'll wear something cute. Something cute, something cute. Nobody knows I'm a lesbian. Yeah, that's a good one. Let's see here. Vaginal juices with layups. San Francisco, double dutch ditzko. Just go. I think I'll wear Tanser. Tanser. No, I'll wear the clone shirt. Clones. Yeah, I'm gonna wear the clone shirt. It's nice to have somebody to talk to in the morning, like I care. Oh, I need an envelope. So anyway, so we wrote love notes to each other, and I still have them. We wrote them on a placemat and two napkins. So I'm bringing it. I can say, now it's your turn to carry this thing around for 300 years. I need a fucking envelope. Jesus, H on a stick with a hockey puck. Where'd I put him? Oh, here. It's just so fucking fragile, you know? I don't want to fuck with it. After 15 years, finally. I don't know why I'm even bringing this, but... you know, memories, misty watercolored lips. Turns out this person... well, I'm not going to say it. I don't want to hint to this person's identity. Never mind. Misty watercolored memories of the way we never were. Well, except for a couple days. It was a short yet intense relationship, which, like most of my life, I barely remember, because I'm a clitoris. Oh, God, I need to get out of here. Jesus, it's 8:53. Okay, is the backup done? Yes, at least that's happened. Backup done. We will exit that pogrom. We'll exit that pogrom. I was using the new Safari. It's nice, but Hotmail don't work in it. Yeah, I still use Hotmail. Get fucked. Remember, rishi@hotmail.com. I have to use this moment to unveil my new plan before I forget. I have created a new money-making model for this pogrom. general audience, starting March 1st, I will do, very simply, because I need to make money and I am going broke and I have no job and I have been looking, I am going to have a very simple business model for this program. It's this. For every dollar I get donated, I will record 1 minute of programming. So, if in a week I get $200, that week I will create 200 minutes of programming. Irrespective of whether it's audio or video, as far as it's yeast rate, in other words, it's with live video stream, it counts. So, starting March 1st, which means from now until March 1st, the money donated to me, not Cheryl, although you should still donate to Cheryl. That's a separate thing. You earmark it for me. All the money that gets donated to me in my name counts towards minutes. So let's see. Oh, my God, it's almost March 1st, so you better hurry. Rishi@hotmail.com. There's a PayPal donate button on my lips. If you need another way to send money, then email me. If you're somebody I know and don't hate, then I will give you a better address, a direct address to email, to mail a check to if you'd rather do that. Or you can send it through Citibank, which is how I do things sometimes. And get fucked. And so I mean this. I'm not joking. So if I get, let's say, $200 by March 1st, that means on March 1st, I'm not going to say I'm going to do it all at once, but it goes into a bank of shows that I record. So if I'm getting, like, let's say, $500 a month, it means I'm going to record 500 minutes that month. So it starts March 1st, which is like soon. What day is today? Oh, no, it's a little while away. I think it's like Sunday or Monday. And so it starts March 1st. So send me money, and, you know, if you send me, three people send $25, then you got basically a week's worth of programming, except for Rachel. Actually, it takes up a whole. I'll probably have to be more conservative with the shows. That's probably a good thing. Because I'm not going to record, $75 worth of donations on a fucking Rachel Can show that people are going to hate anyway. Where we just talk about how fat Andy is. It's like people don't fucking know that by now. I try to keep my nostrils clear for this, from when I do these yogas. I like the Wednesday, this teacher. Her name is Kelly. She's so good. She's not all omi and fucked up, you know. She's just like, here, let's do this. The last thing I have to say about, like, more about the yoga studios is that they do a lot more frilly stuff. Okay. We're done here.